truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
For yourself.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots it, scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger hockey, Brian Posick.
Along with Ian Perrin, Jake Rakuki, and Brian Hanks are the referees tonight. Mike Daltrey and Jonathan Sladek are the linesmen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Wisconsin home white. Cardinal pants and gloves and helmet. Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Long Island in its powder blues. White helmets, black pants and gloves, and some yellow and white striping as well. The Sharks will go from our left to our right here in the opening period. Tommy Scarfoni getting himself set in between the pipes to our right. And about the same size crowd as last night when about 8,400 are here to watch Wisconsin beat LIU 6-3, and we're underway. Owen Lindmark lost the opening faceoff. John Gormley, the defenseman, gets it, dumps it in around to the left wing. The Badgers try to dig it out there, and they do. Anthony Kerr is paired with Zach Scholes here defensively, the fifth year in the sophomore. Botterill takes a hit, got the pass to Lindmark, who got crunched right by the Long Island line by Gormley, and Lindmark very slow to get up, and now Scholes will dump it in. Lindmark on his skates, and he'll get in there on the forecheck, but he's a bit slow to react, and now Isaiah Fox for Long Island pitched it out to center. Stopped there by Austin Brimmer. He'll dump it in. Tries to rough up Logan Hensler, but Logan had moved the puck to Joe Palatichuk. Headman out of Mosley, cutting in right wing. Offensive zone, good poke check by the defenseman Trent Powell. Mosley wins it back in the corner. Mosley behind the net, tried to feed one in front. It deflected off the back of the cage. Gathered in by Josh Zeri, the junior from British Columbia. And the left-hander will sweep it into the Wisconsin zone. That's where Logan Hensler goes to get it with help from Palatichuk. Puck squirts free in the middle of the ice, and the Badgers break out, but Finley mishandles. And once again, the Sharks will dump it in. About a minute 10 into the opening period. No score between Wisconsin and LIU.
Something you're not used to is Long Island has, every time they get the defenseman makes a pass, regardless, they're going to follow through on their check and eliminate that person from getting a check back. And it's not something that's very common in the Big Ten, at least not at that physical nature.
With Liskoski out of the lineup, Tyson Dick is moved from the left wing on the third line up to the second line with Christian Fitzgerald and Kyle Kukkonen. Dick with 2 goals and 7 points this season. Fitzgerald has the puck right now. Placed it behind Kyle Kukkonen. Never got to the intended receiver. Now Ben Dexheimer with Jack Horbach defensively. Orbach playing in his eighth game as a defenseman because of injuries that the Badgers have had at the blue line all season long. Here's Dick now through neutral ice, gets around one man and then lost the puck with Pirinen on him. Down to the corner of the long zone. And Wisconsin Sawyer Scholl with Adam Pietila and Owen Mellenbacher in there tonight. Mellenbacher seeing his first game in four games, one goal in 13 games so far for the sophomore for Fort Erie, Ontario. Sharks having a hard time getting out of their own zone. Good work by this fourth line to put some forechecking pressure on LIU, and they force a turnover. Pietila, first point as a Badger last night, an assist, turnaround shot that was blocked, and it ricochets all the way back to the Wisconsin zone. Pietila finds Joe Palatichuk now, patient with the puck, goes D-to-D to Jack Phelan. He mishandled for a moment, caught up to it, and placed it back to Palatichuk behind the net. In on the forecheck is Grega. Breakout pass left wing to Botterill. Tried to tap ahead to Lindmark. Got roughed up a little bit by Fox. Here's Tassi throwing his body around in the attacking zone. Botterill down the wall trying to hold. It's chipped over Botterill by Brimmer. Out to center ice and then deflected down to the Wisconsin zone again. No shots on goal. 3 minutes into the opening period. Nice breakout pass up the middle to Tassi. Feeds a pass right wing for Lindmark behind him. Tassi caught up to it. Finds Botterill. Turnaround shot and out and kicked it out with his left pad.
I don't think Ryan realized how much time he had.
I mean, Tassi playing well last night and off to a good start here tonight. 3.5 minutes in. First shot on goal goes to Wisconsin. Dexheimer pinching down the wall. Pass in front that was redirected by Tassi on goal. And that's skipped aside by Outen. And here comes Lambert now for LIU. He turns it over. A pass too hot to handle by Tassi for Gavin Morrissey. But Finley retrieves in the corner. Morrissey bumped off the puck from behind by Brimmer. Lifted out by Zeri. And Wisconsin's Phelan goes to get it. Finds Horbach. Angles a pass ahead now to Finley. Tried to slide it to Morrissey. Went to Mosley instead. Off a stick, then kicked behind the net by Morrissey. Run down now by Brennan Nelson, a freshman from Edmonton, who's in the lineup here tonight, replacing Sexton Yenerjo.
Now, say that three times without stuttering.
Yenerjo, J-E-N-N-E-R-S-J-O. He's from Finland. Yenerjo, Sexton Yenerjo. He was a tough one to say last night, as was Carter Rapalier, who is a very fine-looking player, a sophomore from Burlington, Vermont. He can really scoot. Where's 34? He's on the second line with Zeri and Isaac Lambert. Now the third line out for Long Island as Nelson slowed by Wisconsin's care. Pass in front, broken up by Scholes. There's the right winger, J.R. Perdian. Lost the battle, and Wisconsin's care will skate out of his own end. Gains the red line and scoops it deep to the left corner. Then he knocks a man down as he heads back to the Wisconsin bench.
Zeri tried to step up on him, and it was just like water off a duck's back.
Care 5'11", 210. Air Scholl with a steal, and he fires one over the glove and crossbar. And all the way out to center ice it comes. Yeah, Care is 210, but boy, he's built like a brick pagoda. Niall Ising called on Wisconsin. He's like a giant fire hydrant.
Yeah, he's not very tall, but he's, what did they say, thick. Yeah, he's a thick, thick person. And the thing that gets me is that he never seems to be ever off balance on his skates. He's never caught, doesn't raise his feet too high in the air to get caught off balance. And whoever number 13 was, Josh Zeri, he got a little lesson in don't try and play with me.
Right? Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff, and here they come up the left wing boards at center. Adam Pietila through traffic, tapped it to the corner. Scholl giving chase. Sawyer runs it down, tried to wrap it around, came off his stick far side, but he tracks it down right wing. Now his shot went off a shin pad. Ricochet to the near side. Daniel Baldessera from Woodbridge, Ontario in there. Extra skater for LIU. They throw it out to center ice by the benches, and Zeri calmly sweeps it deep. No score, 14-15 to go here in the opening period. And now Scholl below the Badgers goal line to Palatichuk. He just got popped with a pretty good hit by Brimmer. Hensler ahead to Mellenbacher. He left the puck at the blue line. Hensler followed up and dumped it in, but Long Island first to it, and Powell will scoop it up into the air. Down near the Badgers bench, some contact taken away now by Grega. Slot shot off the chest of the goaltender, Scarfone. Scarfone with his first action here tonight. Stopped it, left a rebound, but the Badgers clean up the garbage. And then a pass by Horbach intended for Botterill too far. Icing called on Wisconsin, 13-41 into the first period. We have no score. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
From a selfish perspective, this is the line that I'd really like to see have some big-time production. I think if Simon Tassie, who got that big weight off his back last night with a very, very pretty goal, but he is just big enough and strong enough that he can just handle these people from Long Island.
Badgers with the faceoff again. Botterill outlet pass right to the tape of Lindmark's stick. Hard to the net goes Tassie. Lindmark around to the right corner. Escape move there. Out to the point now. Dexheimer fired it back below the goal line, but taken by Long Island. They come right up the middle, and Anthony Lucarelli hands off right wing to Muller. His shot kicked out by Scarfoni to the far wall. Then Lindmark sandwiched by a pair of sharks. Got the puck ahead to Botterill, who's in a battle right by the LIU bench. And it squeaks out towards center. Botterill picks it up, and he'll fire it right back down in. 7 minutes into the opening period. No score here. Sharks now with two shots on goal. Wisconsin just one. Badgers averaging 3.2 goals per game. Long Island 2.3. That's against Division I opponents. Wisconsin's put the puck away. Oh, now a near turnover on an outlet pass by Phelan. It went off a stick. He was lucky it just laid there, and that the forward who deflected it, Nelson, lost his stick. Here's a pass to Finley, low left. He circles back out high and fires one off the webbing of Outen's glove. Badgers hold at the right point. Blast by Phelan, trickling, and a shot by Finley, stopped by Outen. It goes into midair and then caroms to the far side wall. Finley sniffing around for that rebound there. Ian had a chance.
If there was anything I'd be critical of Quinn on is stop and start after that shot.
Grega with a steal, carries into the Wisconsin zone. His shot deflected behind the net and then forced towards the cage by Lambert, but Scarfoni had the far post covered. Wisconsin comes out of its own end. Mosley with it, 4-on-3. Pass, Polatichuk. Mosley, low left, went short side, denied by Outen with the right arm. And then it's taken by Zeri. He can't clear as Kerr knocked the puck down. And then Anthony lost his stick, and LIU's got the puck in transition. Lambert cuts slot. His shot, not very much on it. Scarfoni kicked out his right pad to make the stop. Now it's Polatichuk, patient with the puck as the Sharks back off and get a change. And now here's Kukkonen with it. And from the blue line, a floating shot grabbed by the kneeling goaltender Tyreek Outen, and he hangs on. 11:26 to go in the first period. Still no score. Wisconsin and LIU. Badgers with a win would get within one game of 500 for the second time in a couple of weeks. Long Island trying to get back over 500 against Division I opponents.
Yeah, and you get into a situation where, I shouldn't say it's a feeling out process by any stretch of the imagination, eight and a half minutes in. It's been breakneck pace. The checks have been good, but the minimal amount of scoring opportunities for either team have all resulted from broken plays.
Puck lifted out to center. Dexheimer kicked it away from Fox. Kukkonen trying to locate it. Now the Badgers get it. Dexheimer, left wing from the red line, will fire it in. It rolls along the kick plate to the right corner. Kukkonen cycles for Dick behind the net, trying to set up Fitzgerald. Skipped off his stick. Kukkonen to the point. Hensler. Good catch by Dexheimer on a backhand. Straight away Fitzgerald. Low right. Kukkonen snapped one off right into the glove of Outen. And his butterfly hangs on. No rebound to be had. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. No score. 10:56 to go here in period number one.
Nobody's going to touch their goaltender. You can honestly say that. Anytime that there's a Badger. And that was a nice play. It would actually went back to Dexheimer and on the very wide far side, Tyson Dick was wide open, but that's a bad angle to take a shot from, and he's just hoping for a rebound. Christian Fitzgerald just got tied up in front. There was not one but two Sharks chomping at him.
Face off to the left of Outen, won by the Badgers. Pietola looking to fire back to the centerman, Scholl in the left circle. Pass didn't get through. Fox fell down and scoop the puck to the Badger line. And Wisconsin's got it now. Scholl able to get past Powell. A little bit of contact. He lost the puck. Sharks fire it ahead now. Behind Muller and chased down by Wisconsin's Hensler. To his D partner on this shift, Ben Dexheimer. Dexheimer scooting away from the forechecking pressure of Nick Trella. And now up to center, here's Owen Mellenbacher. Off to his left, two Sharks on him. He'll throw it around to the right corner, and Scholl waits for it. Out to the point he goes, Horbach. He shoots one that's deflected. Behind the net now, Pietila. Adam Pietila with the puck. Passes to the point, and Phelan can't shoot. Finds Horbach. He puts one towards the net. Blocked down by Powell. He'll carry it out to the LIU line and then scooped it a bit too far. But on goal, no. Actually, it went just to the left of Scarfoni. They'll say icing on Long Island. Faceoff down in the Shark zone. 9:58 to go here in the opening period of play.
In that last 35, 40 seconds where the Badgers were dominant in the offensive zone, everything was held to the outside. And you'll notice that there were not one, not two, but three defenseman shots that never made it there.
Sure.
So they're blocking shots and they're blocking for rebounds. Pretty much have to if you're only scoring two goals a game.
Yep. Long Island did a pretty good job last night blocking shots, 17 in all for the Sharks last night. Faceoff, Lindmark, 63% this season in the faceoff circle. Lost that one. Good hit right by the Badger bench. Anthony Kerr just smashed Chad Muller and then shoved him back down as he was trying to get up. Big hit by Anthony Kerr on Muller. Here's Lindmark at center. Can't reach the puck. Zeri's got it. He takes a bump from Scholl's but played it to the corner. Baldessera met by Kerr. He takes a seat on his backside. Centering pass ricocheted into the air, into the slot, taken by Botterill. He's able to get enough of it out to center and then chipped it away from one man. Botterill dropped past Lindmark, looking, and a great glove save made by Outen, doing the splits and reaching with his left hand to snag that one out of midair. 9:20 to go in the first period. We have no score, Wisconsin and Long Island. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Earlier this afternoon, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team beat up on St. Thomas 11-1 in St. Paul. Layla Edwards scored the first three goals of the game, a natural hat trick for Edwards, who actually finished with four goals and 5 points. Mark Johnson's club now 24-1-1 and home to play St. Cloud State next Saturday at 2 o'clock and Sunday at 4 o'clock at Le Bon Arena.
I just watched the women, what, two times already this year?
Yeah.
I just wish Layla Edwards would get a set of hands.
Oh, nice pass. Finley left wing, and he fans at his shot. Powell went down to block it in front of him. Pilatichuk long-range shot. That's blocked by the needling Grega and
look
gathered
out
in by Brimmer at the center circle. Off to the left wing, Grega stops, shoots, and that went off a stick behind the cage. And Quinn Finley goes to get it. His pass for Morrissey behind him, and Wisconsin just iced the puck. 8:56 to go here in the first period. 6-4 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers, but we have no score. Wisconsin 4-6-1 at home this season after going 14-5-2 a year ago.
Yeah, it's never, there's never a carryover from year to year. You have no idea, especially with, and I will say this not facetiously, but in all honesty, is that with the amount of turnover on college athletics in hockey every year, until you're halfway through the season, you really don't know what you got.
It's really a different story now, for sure. Good work by Lambert picking the pocket of Pilatichuk, but the Badgers win it back and then turn it over. Gormley, the defenseman, shot one that Pilatichuk blocked. He stepped right in front of him and took that one off the shin pad. Now Hensler can't reach. Zeri battling Morrissey. Lambert trying to dig it free behind the Badgers' net. Slides over to the corner where Morrissey's still trying to dig it out. Instead, it's taken away by Kolbis Marino, the defenseman. And then Morrissey won it back and scoops it out. And a massive humanity falling all over the place near the Badgers bench. Badgers and Sharks all over the ice.
Dominoes.
And now LIU will dump it down in. Jack Horbach spins it around to Tyson Dick. Refeeds Horbach, who backhands it up the wall to Kukkonen. Outlet far side. Run down by Tyson Dick. Tried to split two players, and puck came back to Horbach in his one-time shot. Easy glove save for Outen, who stands up and takes a little stroll. Gives the puck to the linesman. Faceoff coming up in the Long Island zone.
Might not seem like a good play or not a good play, but Jack Horbach, he was way out there. There was everybody was covered. Just shoot it on net.
Yep.
It's pretty nice to start from fresh in their zone, especially when you've got good face-off people like the Badgers do.
Sawyer Scholl to step in for Wisconsin in the face-off circle. Now he's kicked out. And Mellenbacher will step in for Scholl. To the left of the goaltender, Tyreek Outen, a transfer from Division III Stevenson University. Badgers win the draw. Pietila half-boards right and then got pinned against the boards. And then fell down. Mellenbacher trying to knife it free. Still loose. Nelson tapped into the far wall. Horbach comes down the wall to keep it alive in the attacking end. Mellenbacher avoids some contact as the defenseman Pirinen pulled the puck free. Slid it ahead to Lepinen and then taken back by Wisconsin Scholl. Finds Dexheimer. He'll dump it in. Around to the right corner again. The Badgers will try that side. Scholl, Pietila. Stick battle with a pair of Sharks, and then it rolls all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Are they going to call icing? They will. Icing 7:14 to go here in the opening period. Yeah, Alton's been, he's been good. He looks pretty calm in there, the young man. Stevenson University out of Maryland in Division III had a 182 goals against and a 943 save percentage, went 19-6-1. I don't care what level it is. You put up numbers like that.
Yeah. And
good size too. He's 6'3".
Yeah, he's a big boy, and that's the one thing that did he mature late or did he develop late? Could very well be the case with this young man.
Fitzgerald to take the faceoff for Wisconsin, but won by Long Island, and Powell will lift it out to center. That's where Zach Scholl will settle it down. Now Kukkonen got a piece of it. Powell intercepts at the Long Island line, and from the Badger line, he'll fire one from long range, and Scarfone stands up and snags it, and another faceoff to come, 6:57 to go in the first period. Not a lot going on here so far at the Kohl Center in Madison. Decent crowd. The lower bowl pretty much full. The second tier pretty close to being full as well. I know the administration and the hockey program excited about next weekend's home series against the Michigan Wolverines. Upper deck will be open next Saturday night, open for a big crowd Friday night as well. 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com for ticket information.
And it's alumni weekend.
It is.
See a whole bunch of old people like me.
Puck out at center ice and thrown right back into the Wisconsin zone, and Palatichuk looks over his left shoulder and comes back right to Finley. Trying to protect with Trella immediately on him, and now the Badgers care with the puck. Didn't get a lot on that breakout pass, and it slides to Nick Bernardo, who dumps it right back into the Wisconsin zone. Sharks aren't giving Wisconsin a lot of time to do much of anything.
No.
It's got to be quick decisions. Now Kerr, stick handling, yep, trying to move to his left, and Fox got his stick caught up in the skates of Kerr. Penalty on Isaiah Fox for tripping, and Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play at the 13:33 mark of the opening period.
Yeah, of all the hits that we have seen, most 99% of them have been clean, hard but clean. And that's just an inadvertent, I stuck my stick between your legs, and right. Anthony Kerr doesn't have the availability to even make the next stride. He just goes down flat on his belly. A legitimate call, but I'm sure for a guy like Fox from Long Island, not the type of penalty he's used to taking.
Well, Fox took a few last night. Here he gets 2 minutes for tripping, 13:33. Badgers 2-for-6 on the power play last night, 24% this season, 20 of 82. Kukkonen, Dick, Lindmark, Fitzgerald, and Hensler on this second power play unit. Hensler, right wing, Fitzgerald, looking outside the circle. Straight away, Hensler, right back to Fitzgerald. Kukkonen trying to get position in front of the net. And now an aerial feed by Fitzgerald. Kukkonen couldn't knock it down. Dick kept it alive, half boards left. Tyson Dick, he's being pressured, and he lost the puck at the blue line. Carter Rapalje again. Boy, he was really good on penalty kill last night, even though gave up a couple of power play goals. He had a couple of chances shorthanded. He's got two shorties this season.
One of the things that you tell people like Tyson Dick when you're stick handling in a phone booth down there, the ice is 100 feet wide. There's a lot more room over on the other side. Yeah, it's tough when you got to make a lot of decisions quick.
Dick finds Hensler, stumbles a bit off balance, left wing shot that's blocked off the body of Pirinen. Hensler, though, able to gather and keep it alive in the offensive zone. His wrister down low. I don't think Outen saw it. It hit his right pad. Morrissey with it now for Wisconsin. Gavin Morrissey, the nation's leading point getter among freshmen, skates to the right wing and sauces a pass into the high slot, pulled free by Finley from the left wing. Shot one, left pad, save Outen. Loose in front. Finley tries again. Blocked. Here's a quick shot by Wisconsin's Tassie from his hip. And Outen stopped that one and covered. And then Tassie taken down by Gormley. Don't think we'll see any penalties, but couple of good chances there for the Wisconsin Badgers. And Outen, I'm not sure he saw every shot that he stopped, but all you need to do is let the puck hit you, and he has been.
Yeah, and if you have a lot of confidence in your defensemen and your penalty-killing forwards, every time that the puck did kind of scramble, there was a Long Island player looking for a man to cover, not so much the puck.
Tassie got knocked down, and actually from his knees, he almost squeaked one underneath Outen, but still scoreless, under 5 minutes left here in the first. Morrissey to take the faceoff against Grega, the former Minnesota State Maverick. Gavin Morrissey last night won 17 of 21 faceoffs, but he lost that faceoff, although Long Island cleared it all the way down. Scarfoni rimmed it around near side, intercepted by Greg, but a good shoulder check by Quinn Finley, and he comes out of there with the puck, leads the rush to our left. Morrissey left wing, and he muffed it. Now he tries to retrieve, and he does to Dexheimer. Walks the line, back left wing now Morrissey. Slot Mosley, back to Morrissey. 2 seconds to go on the power play. Morrissey, Mosley, far side. Finley, he scores! Quinn Finley! From the right wing, Finley with his 18th goal of the year to regain the national lead. 1-0 Wisconsin.
15:35. I'm going to check the penalty time here. No, it will not be credited as a power play goal. It seemed like it took forever, those last 10 seconds, for the Morrissey to Dexheimer, then back, and then back and forth. And all the time, Quinn Finley's hanging over there in the weeds, waiting with his gun loaded and just waiting to pull the trigger.
A goal and two assists last night. Finley has been on fire. Seventh goal, 13th point in the last 8 games. He came into the game second in the country with goals, third in points, tied for fourth in power play goals. His goal here pulls him back even with Isaac Howard atop the national lead. 13 goals and 25 points in his last 16 games. He's now got 18 goals and 33 points in 24 games. Quinn Finley from Ben Dexheimer. Oh, they're going to say Mosley and Morrissey. Finley from Mosley and Morrissey at 15:35.
Yeah, just they play tic-tac-toe on this side, and again, he is just invisible on the other side.
Oh, a bad penalty taken by Justin Schulz.
Zach Schulz.
Oh, you see, Justin Schulz. Yeah, we were talking about an all-quarter century team earlier this week, and Justin Schulz came right to mind. But here's Zach Schulz, who shoved Josh Zeri into the end boards. He was kind of prone. It looked a little dangerous. Zeri is moving his left arm around a little bit, but Schulz will get the gate for at least 2 minutes.
It was a one-handed push. They're going to review it.
Yep.
He did have his back turned, or at least partially turned, and Zach just put his hand on his back and pushed him to get him out of the way, and the next thing you know, he's going headfirst into the board. So whether it'll be a five-minute major for checking from behind or whether it'll stay as a two-minute roughing, boarding, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen.
Again, the referees, Jake Rakuki and Brian Hanks, taking a look. It was NHL night here last night. A bunch of NHL sweaters here. We see a Cole Caulfield sweater down below. Looks like one of the Hanson brothers are here, too. I saw somebody with a Sean Little Wisconsin jersey on. Love that. Love it.
My favorite one that I didn't get to mention it last night is last year when we had the NHL jersey, it was a situation where, at least from my...
I think it's a two-minute minor after seeing another angle of it here. Let's take a look and a listen. Yep, 2 minutes checking from behind. Zeri didn't have his head down, which was, I think that was the point of contention. But Schulz just shoved him in the back, and then his head went down. Zeri's fine, but Schulz gets 2 minutes for checking from behind at 15:54. Yeah, you finally saw the Maple Leaf sweater last night.
Well, I did see a Maple Leaf sweater, and which was good, but the one I laughed at the most was a Montreal Canadiens with Dave Mailey's name
nice.
On it from 1984, probably, 85. Wow. There is a step from the past.
Wisconsin's penalty kill, about 79%. It's getting better each and every day. In fact, oh, big hit. Good step up by Kerr on Lambert. That freed the puck, and the Badgers sent it all the way down. Kerr with a couple of big hits here tonight.
Right in the same spot. It's like, here, I'm wide open. Let me hit you.
Wisconsin 14 for 14 over the last seven games on the penalty kill. Long Island 22%, a little bit better than that on the power play, but just one for their last 13 and 0 for 3 last night. Lambert across the line, drops it back to Repaulier, throws it out to the left point, and Mason, his shot skips through the low slot. Caroms to the near side, Repaulier with it. He'll come down the right wing wall, hands back Mason, far side Lambert, his shot hit his teammate and up and out of play. It went over the top of the netting and out of play. Boy, Josh Zeri's had a tough minute or so. He gets crushed by Zach Schulz, and then the shot just a moment ago by his teammate hit him right in front, up near the chin.
Might have hit him in the melon. I'm not sure.
Wow.
That'd be up there. Oh, I'm becoming so much more of a disciple of Anthony Kerr after the hits that he's had here in the first period.
Faceoff won by Long Island. Powell far side. Fox's shot blocked by Wisconsin's Palatichuk. They hold the zone, though. Right wing now stepping in. Back door for Fox.
Good
stick by Jack Horbach. And then the bouncing puck he hammers out to center. Leaping to keep it alive was Powell. He brought it down and golfs it into the Wisconsin zone. On goal to Scarfoni. Kerr there flipped it around behind the net. Far side it comes. Little stick battle between Grega and Palatichuk. Horbach battling Bernardo. Puck loose at neutral ice. And then it caroms back into the Wisconsin zone as Long Island changing here on the man advantage. Run down by Wisconsin's Phelan, and he'll fling it all the way down. 15 seconds left on the LIU power play. 1-0 Wisconsin late first period.
They had good possession in the zone for an extended period of time, did Long Island. However,
yeah.
No real good scoring opportunities.
Now Repaulier, stick handles towards the net, got a little backhander off, but went wide. The Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill. Wisconsin scored shortly after their first power play expired, and here Long Island fails to convert. Under 2 minutes to go in the first period, 1-0 on Quinn Finley's 18th goal of the season. You know, that top line of Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley have scored at least 1 point in 21 of 24 games. And actually, they've scored at least one goal. Oh, beautiful move. Fitzgerald comes in, got hooked as he tried to pull the trigger. A slow-moving shot that Outen was able to keep out, but a beautiful dangling move by Fitzgerald, who's got it left goal line. Pass to the circle. Botterill tied up. Now turns and fires one. And where is it? It got through to the net. And Outen, protecting the near post, made the stop and covered. But they've scored at least one goal. One of those three has scored at least one goal in 21 of 24 games. The only time that line has been shut out, twice at Notre Dame, and that proved to be a Badgers split. And then in an overtime loss here against Michigan State in early December, 3-2. Otherwise, Mosley, Morrissey, and Finley have put points on the board virtually every night.
They're that good, and the chemistry's that good.
Oh. Faceoff won by Long Island. They send it out to center, and now they'll dump it in. Ensler takes a look over his shoulder and bumps it off for Palatichuk, and now Ryan Botterill left wing. He's met by Grega. Fox took the puck away and then threw a blind pass that Dick intercepted. He falls to his knees, tried to shovel it deep, no luck there. And now Fitzgerald back to Palatichuk with under a minute to go in the opening period. Joe Palatichuk, the left-handed sophomore defenseman, Up to the red line. He'll fire it in off the glass. Then the shelf to the right wing. Morrissey stands his ground near the boards, allowing Botterill to do some of the dirty work. And now Long Island lifts it back Wisconsin's way. Anthony Kerr there behind the Badgers net. Dexheimer pulls it free, misfiring on a breakout pass to Dick. Now it's Colbus Marino ahead. And Purdian. Badgers tie him up, and Mosley comes out of there with it. 3-on-2 to our left. 20 seconds to go in the period. Mosley slides a pass intended for Morrissey, and then cutting from the far side was Kukin. And no, beg your pardon, that's Dexheimer. He pulls it free left wing. Dexheimer tried to feed it out high to Schulz, taken away by Nelson. Taps off now to Leppinen. Little right-hander throws a slow-moving shot at Scarfoni. He made the easy stick save, and the Badgers exit their zone, and that's it for the opening period of play. 12-6 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. The lone goal scored by Badger sophomore Quinn Finley is 18th of the year for Mosley and Morrissey. After one in Madison, it's Wisconsin 1 and Long Island nothing. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Save big money now at Menards. Stand up to life's messes with our great selection of durable and waterproof flooring. Great Lakes Vinyl Plank Flooring is easy to install and is durable, pet-friendly, and waterproof. Plus, it has sound-reducing attached pad for added comfort. Update your spaces with Great Lakes Legends Vinyl Plank Flooring through January 26th for just $2.99 per square foot. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin, a 6-3 win last night and lead Long Island 1-0 after one period here tonight. Again, Quinn Finley scores his 18th goal of the season with Ryland Mosley and Gavin Morrissey assisting. Both Mosley and Morrissey have 27 points this season. Finley, 18 goals and 33 points. Wisconsin, 12 shots on goal. Long Island had 6. Tommy Scarfoni perfect in goal for the Badgers. Tyreek Outen stopped 11 shots for Long Island. Both teams 0 for 1 on the power play, but the Badgers basically converted on a man advantage because Long Island was just getting back to full strength. The Badgers had ozone time and eventually took advantage with Finley's goal.
And then, you know, the other part of it is that they were fresh on that power play, the second unit or the top unit, but didn't get out there till about a minute and 30 seconds in. And by the time that man from Long Island stepped out of the penalty box, there had been 4 passes made before Quinn Finley shot the puck. And I'm like, okay, I don't care how fast you are, you're not getting back into the play with that one, dude. Not when he's shooting. That was, it was a very impressive in the sense that they held their composure in the first unit of the power play, but maintained offensive zone pressure for such a long time. And then the first unit comes out and puts the dagger in it. That's all there was to it.
Yeah, Finley, a team-leading 4 shots on goal in that opening period of play. Badgers lost 10 of 18 faceoffs. Sawyer Scholl was 3 out of 4. Wisconsin leads Long Island 1-0. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Penn State hung on to beat Canisius today 3-2 to sweep that series in State College. Nittany Lions even their overall record at 10-10-2. At Mariucci Arena, Notre Dame has a 3-2 lead against third-ranked Minnesota. With about 13 minutes left to be played, Cole Knubel put the Irish back on top with a goal late in period number two. And Michigan State and Michigan going at it in East Lansing. They're scoreless about 3.5 minutes in. The Wolverines won in overtime last night in Ann Arbor. We'll see Michigan here next weekend, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Saturday night, 7:30. The puck drops, both games on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. It's going to be fun over the next 5-6 weeks or so, seeing how this Big Ten conference pans out.
I'm going to throw a score in there on behalf of, I know the two senior tenants who have sons that are in the Army.
Yeah.
And one of them played for the Army team.
Yeah.
Army beat Air Force 4-3 in overtime, so now my two senior tenants can go to bed. They know the score.
At 6:45 in the evening on a Saturday night, yeah. Sounds about what I do.
It's hilarious. It's something that, I mean, I will honestly say this. I mean, they're loyalists to the
sure.
services, no matter what. Fathers were in the Army. All of a sudden, these two are in the Army. Their two kids are in the Army.
Yeah.
And one of them actually played on the Army club hockey team. Never made it to varsity, but he's the biggest disciple there ever was.
Yeah, Long Island's uncle, Brian, is the head coach at Army now, and he earned his 250th win last night, so 251 tonight. Badgers lead LIU 1-0. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub. Lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub. Lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brew Pub. Lots of matzo pizza.
Minnesota just pulled even with Notre Dame 3-3 midway through the third at Mariucci. The top-ranked Wisconsin women blew out St. Thomas today 11-1. Four goals for Layla Edwards. And the Wisconsin men's basketball team an 84-69 win at USC today behind 28 points from John Blackwell. Here the Badgers lead Long Island 1-0. The second period's forthcoming. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center. Badgers lead 1-0 after a 6-3 win over Long Island last night. We'll see Lindmark, Bonnerill, Tassie with Scholes and Kerr for the Wisconsin Badgers. Out come Fox, Grega, Brimmer, and their defensive pair of Pirinen and Gormley for Long Island.
Tassie and Fox, two right-handers from Montreal, both seniors. I'm sure they've passed across before.
I would think so. Badgers dumped, Long Island dumped it in once and does it again, and now Wisconsin back behind its own net, and here comes Zach Scholes right up the gut. Right wing Kerr surveys, snaps off a pass for Botterill between his legs, no icing. In on the forecheck is Lindmark. He got his stick on the puck, but taken away by Grega. Then it came off his stick right to Wisconsin's Botterill, tapped it back to the LIU zone, and then their breakout pass, good read, intercepted by Scholes, and he tries to shovel it deep. Unable to do so, they go D to D, and Gormley Back to Pirinen, 45 seconds into the second. Pass at center off the stick of Grega, gets it back, puts it on the stick of Wisconsin's Hensler. He flubbed the outlet pass. And now Zach Scholes looks up the far wing. Deflected by Morrissey off the skate of the line. It's been taken back by LIU. Scholes retrieves. Now a stick bat along the far side wall. Taken by Lambert. Slot shot. Easy glove save by Scarfoni. Dropped it and then just covered it. Faceoff coming up inside the Wisconsin zone. 1:08 into the second period. 1-0 Badgers.
Yeah, the Badgers have had 3 opportunities to break out of their zone. And Long Island has had 2. And none of them have come out like pass, breakout, gone. It's always been chip out, do whatever. So the intensity of the forechecking is pretty much where the coaches want it.
Morrissey to take the draw against Zeri, their best faceoff man at about 60%, but Morrissey won the draw. Finley scooped it up off the glass, hoping to get Hensler. Rapalier in on the forecheck. Pilatichuk got crushed on the near side by Lambert, but now Wisconsin's Morrissey out of his own zone. He poked it to the corner, hoping Finley can get there. He angles his body, tied up by Powell. Morrissey falls over someone, and a penalty coming up here in a moment on Long Island. Morrissey fell over. There were 3 players down along the end boards, Ian. One was Quinn Finley and then 2 Sharks. And I'm not sure it was intentional tripping. It looked like he fell over traffic.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think he stuck his stick in, try and get between the legs of Quinn Finley and whoever the other Long Island player was where the play was. And you'll notice, he just stuck his stick in trying to retrieve the puck and kind of whiplashed him.
Yep.
Regardless, Badgers will take it. Power play.
Second look at it. Penalty Lambert for tripping at 1:32. Kunis power play for Wisconsin. 0 for 1 so far tonight. But the Badgers did score a few seconds after it ended. And they go tic-tac-toe. But Kukkonen couldn't get his stick down on that wicked pass from right to low left from Christian Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's got it again, right wing at the half board. Snaps it off outside the left ring to Dick. Straight away, it's Hensler. Backpedaling and looking. Now Fitzgerald. Lindmark working the middle of the ice. Shot by Fitzgerald. Blocked and cleared by Long Island.
Good puck control. Couple really nice passes. But not panicking by any stretch, Long Island. And they're just going to wait and force you to come to the middle and try and beat you up.
Here's Hensler on his own, gains the zone, peels back left wing, flips it across right wing. Morrissey after it. So is Purdy in for Long Island, and he's able to tap back to the defenseman Pirinen, who sends it down. Badgers will get their full number one unit out there, starting with quarterback Ben Dexheimer. Drops it back to Morrissey. Off to the right, Tassi now gains the line, but towards the front of the net. That was blocked. Tassi now trying to dig it free. But again, Long Island clears it, and look out. Oh, that puck went flying into the stands down to our left. And a woman, I think, hit right in the head, and this is an issue.
Yeah, they're calling for some assistance.
She got hit in the head, and now they're applying pressure with a scarf to the right side of her head. I hope she's all right.
I'm not 100% sure. Even if she was paying close attention, she would have been able to get out of the way of that one, because it was just a rocket from it just barely cleared the top of the glass and went into the crowd.
And we've got a bit of a delay here. The players from both sides and the referees noticing that this woman needs some medical attention. And now the crew here at the Kohl Center finally starting to arrive, and a paramedic comes up from down below. She remains seated to our left. And, again, they're applying pressure to the right side of her head. And hopefully she's okay.
Yeah.
You know, on the back of the old tickets we used to get for games, you know, it recommended that you keep your eye on the game. Don't take your eye off the puck. And they make mention of that during pregame announcements here at the Kohl Center and every rink, for that matter. They put the mesh up around the goals. This has been almost 20 years now since a young girl was killed accidentally by a puck that flew over the glass. They don't have it all the way around the rink. I don't think we'll ever see that. Now a nice round of applause as the woman is making her way out of her row about 6 or 7 up from the glass. holding her right side of her head. And, well, she'll definitely have a souvenir from this one.
Momentum. I hope that whoever shot the puck would take the puck and sign it and leave it for her.
Yeah.
When it's there. The only freaky one that I've ever been involved with was, again, Chris Chelios tried to flop a puck that was sitting on its side, and it went up into the stands.
Yeah.
And it hit a gentleman right on the cheek.
Oh.
And literally, he had a horseshoe underneath his cheek.
Oh, my.
And they took him away and didn't think anything of it. I got hit coaching the JV game the next morning.
Oh, jeez. Badgers win the faceoff. Power play continues. Finley, left wing pass, hoping to maybe hit Tassie back door, but that went off his stick and out of play.
And guess who was in the ER? The same guy that got hit the night before?
Yeah.
He didn't even care. He turned to me and he goes, "Are you Ian, the assistant coach?" And I went, "Yeah, why?" And he goes, "Could you get this puck signed by Chris Chelios?"
Nice.
Oh, and it was classic. Oh, of course I did.
Awesome. Love it.
Chelly made a special trip to the guy's place to present it to
him.
Did
he really?
Yeah.
That is cool. That's cool. Faceoff won by Wisconsin. Power play continues for 35 seconds. Dexheimer right wing to Finley. Out on him is Rapalje. Dexheimer, left wing, Morrissey, walks down the wall, tried to snap off a pass that was deflected and retrieved by Finley. Out to the point, Dexheimer, left wing, Morrissey, trying to settle the puck down. Took him a couple of tries. Now down to the goal line, Tassie, blind pass into the middle of the ice, no one there. Dexheimer holds nicely. Morrissey, Mosley, one-timer, blocked by Gormley. Taken back by Morrissey. 8 seconds to go on the power play. Dexheimer with it, moving right. Straight away now, Finley. His shot goes off his stick. Dexheimer right wing. To the goal line he goes. Can't feed Tassie as he's interrupted by Gormley. And the Badgers' power play has expired. 0 for 2 tonight. 1-0 still Wisconsin. 16-18 to go in the second period. Now Dexheimer holding again. Skating to his right. Oh. And whistles one wide on the blocker side of Outen. Tassie trying to control below the goal line. Had it whacked off his stick. Now turns back right. Can't get around the defenseman, so he takes him down. And then Grega able to lift it to the near corner, and Gormley after it. Long shift for their captain, and during the penalty kill, and back out to the Wisconsin zone. Here's Palatichuk ahead. Finley's got a step on their defense. He tries to deke. Five hole. Nope, he missed it. It was stopped by Outen, but a penalty coming up on Long Island. A slashing penalty on the Sharks. Badgers will get another power play.
Yeah, the sheer speed of Quinn Finley. A great breakout pass by the Badger defenseman. And Quinn Finley had a step. There's no way that that guy was going to check him. Grumley is a good, solid defenseman, but he doesn't have the speed of Quinn Finley. And instead, he just takes a two-hander and wraps Finley hard. It disrupted his hands enough that it could you could call it a penalty.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure if it was a legitimate penalty or not, but interrupted a scoring opportunity.
4:15, the time of the slashing penalty on Gormley. So the Badgers on their third Kunis power play, and they lose a little battle along the near side wall. Dick now trying to fend off Lucarelli, and a penalty coming up on Wisconsin's Dick for interference. Anthony Lucarelli, the freshman from Ontario, just was causing all kinds of issues for the Badgers at center ice, and then he and Dick were racing for the loose puck as it slid towards Wisconsin's zone, and Tyson took him down.
I don't think that Tyson thought he could win the race.
Yeah.
And so you get into a position where, rather than give him a breakaway, I'll take 2 minutes.
Sure. First penalty of the season on Tyson Dick. Interference at 4:26. So 11 seconds after Gormley's penalty, Dick takes one. Wisconsin now 0 for 3 on the power play. Long Island will get a very brief man advantage in a minute 50. So 4-on-4 hockey. Mike Hastings said he'd rather avoid playing 4-on-4 against Long Island. Certainly don't want to put the Sharks on the power play because they're pretty good, better than 22%. Here's Anthony Kerr with the puck. Cross the line. Drops it straight away. Finley shoots one. Oh, my. Did he whistle that thing right off the crossbar?
And you could hear it all the way up here.
Holy cow. All of a sudden, I lost sight of the puck, and it hit the crossbar. What a shot by Finley. Just missed. Here's Rapalje now with a try to split the Badgers' defense. No luck there. Taken away by Dexheimer. Rapalje in pursuit. Dexheimer, nice pass left wing. Finley cutting low left and back around behind the net. Right side he comes. Here's Morrissey out near the blue line. Steps in slot. Tried to dart to his right. Lost the puck. Sauced ahead now. Rapalje late in his shift. Joe Palatichuk back defensively for the Badgers. Rapalje picked up the puck, tried to shoot, fanned on it, lost it. And now Hensler leads the Badgers 4-on-3 to our right. Hensler, left wing. Fox slows him just a bit. Cutting in nicely defensively. Cade Mason to slow his progress. And now Mason possesses. 45 seconds left in the slashing penalty to Gormley. And then Long Island will get a 10-second power play. Here's Pirinen coming in. Hot right wing. He snapped one off in tight. And Scarfoni kept it out. Mason now holding, left-handed defenseman looking, shooting, and that was off Scarfoni and out of play it goes.
Well, this is a 4-on-4. They should relabel it breakaway hockey because whatever Badger player or Long Island player has gotten the puck in their own defensive zone, if they see a little bit of open space, they're just going end-to-end at 100 miles an hour. And I we've talked about it in the past, but
yeah,
they really have some guys who can scoot.
They do. They do. I'm really impressed by Rapalje and Grega. Fox can skate, obviously. Josh Zeri, second line center, not too bad either. 4-on-4 for another 31 seconds. Sawyer Scholl in there to take the draw against Grega, and the Badgers win that faceoff. Scholls will go D-to-D to Phelan. Breakout far side. Here's Scholes now with Fitzgerald up front. Scholes leaves it off for Fitzgerald. Left wing. Nowhere to go.